Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B., and I'm a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships living in the miracle of recovery. And I am here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, take a minute and tell us a little bit about what's happening in your day today so far.
Oh, God morning, God afternoon, and good night, everybody. God night. Wherever you are in the world, we're universal. What's happening in my day as well? Mondays are amazing for me. You'll probably hear this podcast on a Tuesday. We just came off the Noodle meeting. We had 161 souls, maybe more, maybe, you know, I saw that number at one point. Really seeking God this morning, and it got real crazy. So I'm just going to calm down. I have a friend visiting. She's a little earth angel. I have one of my seniors, because I'm leaving to Luxembourg on Wednesday. I live two lives in Toronto and Luxembourg. God will do those things for us. And I have one of my seniors. I'm responsible for three. I like to call them my fossils. And I am the power of attorney for all three. One of them needs a hair color before I go. And then tomorrow, my 94-year-old aunt, I'll serve. And then I'll be on a plane. I'm getting my mom all organized with the house and the dogs. And I'm off to Luxembourg. People, if you don't know where that is, Google it. I didn't either until God sent a person in my life. And he said, I'm from Luxembourg. And I'm like, where is that? And the rest is history.
Awesome. And I love that you're taking care of these fossils, as you call them, and getting things ready. And I'm grateful that you get to get over there to Luxembourg for a little while. What a blessing and miracle that is. All right. A little bit more about RICO 12 and a little bit about Noodle with Nikki, and then we'll get into this. I'm the steward of the RICO 12 family of recovery resources. Among those are the RICO 12 weekly speaker meeting podcast that comes out every Friday. It records live every Friday and releases Friday. RICO 12 Shares podcast comes out every Wednesday. This Noodle with Nikki comes out every Tuesday. We got the Big Book Roundtable, which comes out every Thursday. So basically, you know, almost every day of the week, there's a new RICO 12 project coming out in podcast format. And just so super grateful. RICO 12's purpose is to help us realize that all addictions come from a very similar, if not the same, root, and the solution is very similar, if not the same. We subscribe to the idea of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. So in this project called Noodle It Out with Nikki, we do a deep dive into finding solutions to questions, issues, and things we encounter in everyday life in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Bring a couple of those questions or situations from our lives, from the lives of people we work with in recovery, and from the listening audience to the Big Book. So get your Big Book out and get ready to run around and make some notes. Nikki, we're going to kind of riff this morning as we do this recording. Tell me what's on your mind. What things do you want to jump to in the Big Book and address a couple of things with?
Well, I think I want, because I like to call it high on God dope. Number one, there's an endless supply. And that's what we do at Noodle with Nikki. We literally come there and we share. And a lot of people, like I said, we have, you know, over 100 people on the meeting usually. And what happens is one person will come on, but every single person on there says, that's me too. I'm one of them. I'm that person. And we're from all over the world, all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, all that good stuff, religions, and we're all the same. So I want to talk about what's on my mind is the seriousness of this disease called alcoholism. This is serious. People are coming in here, and I did it the first couple of years. I was like, oh my God, I found a place for free therapy. I literally said that in one of my Al-Anon meetings one day. I was like, I got that frog again, always on a Monday morning, talk too much. I said to him, oh my God, it's like a dollar. All you have to do is put like a dollar a toonie. We have like toonies. They're coins in our country. There's a loonie and a toonie in Canada. Put a toonie in the basket. If you're, you know, if you got a good day, put a $5. And you just get to like basically vomit your problems all over everybody. And then sometimes you go for lunch or coffee. And it was great because I'd been therapy and all these things. That's not what this is about. This is literally a lifestyle about seeking God. Nikki, don't talk to God about the newcomer. Nikki, that's not to be discussed in this room. Nikki, you're not a real alcoholic. You know, why are you in the big, why are you talking? That's not what the book says. It says the tradition 3 long form. Let's read it. Get your books out, everybody. And Justin said, we're going to riff, and I'm just going to riff away. If you're not speaking English, what does riff mean? Just means go off. Just go off. Excuse me, that frog. Page 563 in my big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, fourth edition, the 12 traditions long form. Number 3, our membership. This is a membership. Google the word membership. What does it mean to be a member? And then it says it ought to include all. That's a very serious word, all. All, not some, not a few, all who suffer from alcoholism. What is ism? You know, and I love the Big Book Roundtable because I think our friend said, well, you know, it's not the I self in me. I don't want to misquote him, but he said something to, it's something of the disease of self. It basically gets down to just the disease of self. And so anybody who just suffers this disease of, doesn't say from alcohol, from food, from sex, it says from alcoholism. And then if you roll back to page 118, it says here, 118, just doing a little big book dance. I'm going to get my fingers are sticky. It's humid. Okay. It says bottom paragraph, last sentence. It says at such moments, we forget that alcoholism, that's the disease of alcoholism, is an illness over which we could not possibly have had any power. We do not have any power over this illness. That's without us picking up a drink. I mean, this is a serious, it's a family disease. What does that look like, Nikki? That looks like my family. And we're not picking up any alcohol, any drugs. We're just sitting here, okay, like me and my people. Page 52. This is what it looks like for me and my friends and my fellows and I can see it in tons of people, even if they don't know it, Justin. It says page 52, third paragraph down. We, that's Nikki and my people, we're having trouble with personal relationships. Not just my lover. Not just my husband, my wife, my kid. It's like humans. How about my relationship with my prime minister? You know, this has been crazy during these COVID, the after effects of it. I mean, I broke down in my church yesterday because I had to admit that I rejoiced when my prime minister admitted he was getting divorced. I'm a woman of God and I'm celebrating that. Do you know how much shame I have in that? I had to admit to another person that I was celebrating in someone's demise of their marriage, a sacred vow of the people of God. You know, so my personal relationships includes every human on the planet. I'm not able to control my emotional natures. I'm prey to misery and depression. This is sober, everybody. I can't make a living. I make a lot of money, Justin. I did when I was working. I don't have a job now. God gives me everything I need. And my little part-time job for my grocery money. Okay. That my sponsee who turned into my boss. This is the miracle of the program. I lost my job in COVID. I approached a guy in a room. He was recovered and he was looking for someone for his comedy club. If you can believe I work in a comedy club, 6 hours on a Thursday night. And, it's just amazing what God will do. So I couldn't make a living. I could make money. I had a feeling of uselessness. We're still on page 52. Uselessness, laying in my bed going, why me? And I had everything, Justin. I mean, I have a great life. I'm full of fear. That's what Noodle was about. Everyone got on fear. And we can talk about that in a minute if we want to go there. And I'm unhappy. I can't be of real help to other people. That is the dry drunk. That is the spiritual malady. That is the disease of alcoholism without picking up alcohol. you know, Justin, you know that. I mean, that isn't that what you suffer from in your disease of addiction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love, I mean, you touched on the, let's see, what's the exact verbiage about uselessness? We had a feeling of uselessness. And that's one of the promises in the ninth step promises there, that the, I'm going over there to page 83 or 84 and trying to find exactly where that is, but oh, here it is. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. That's when I'm in the solution. So talk to us a little bit about the transition from feeling useless to the where uselessness will disappear in the promises.
Okay, great question. Monday morning, let's just go there. I wake up with purpose. I have a whole new life. I've been reborn. So, I mean, I have noodle. And you're like, someone may be waking up going, well, Nikki, I'm in my same job, but aren't you been reborn? Don't you go into work now going, I'm going to serve? See, in COVID, I had a different type of job. I worked a lot of weekends and evenings. I was in catering, food service. And long story short, Monday mornings were basically my Saturday morning, Justin. It was my day off. I woke up and had no use. No, what was I going to do? What's my purpose? Clean the monotony of cleaning your house or whatever, like go and blot out my consciousness at the mall, you know, whatever, go meet my friends for, you know, whatever, like whatever it is, there's no, I have a useful purpose. I wake up with intention to serve God's people now. So that's what my usefulness looks like. It's like, but Nikki, I have the same job. I'm just waking up. It's like, but you're going in to serve God's people. It's a whole different thinking because it says our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. Now I need to find, I think that's a step 11. Yeah. It's on page 86. Our thought life, that's a promise. See, our usefulness, because our thinking is different, will be placed on a much higher plane. So you're not going into work going, oh, I got to get it. You're going like, I get to go to work. Because remember, let's roll in here too, Justin. It's page 13. And I've been sitting here with my boyfriend that I'm going to see in Luxembourg. When we first met, I didn't care. I don't care about marriage. That's why I'm really shook. I'm really shaken up by me rejoicing in my prime minister, because now I've been reborn. I'm a woman of God. I care about the value of marriage. People aren't going to want to hear this, but, and I don't do this anymore, but I don't give a shit on your marriage. I'm that kind of woman. I don't give a shit on my marriage. I don't give a shit on anybody's marriage. You understand? Now I've been reborn. That word and that value and those morals, searching in fearless moral inventory, means a lot. So what does my usefulness look like? It looks like this. Sorry, I keep trying to clear my throat. Here it is. Page 13. I'm to test my thinking, my usefulness, by my new God consciousness within. This is the fourth paragraph down on page 13. Common sense thus becomes uncommon sense. When I met my boyfriend, I'm not even interested in marriage. I don't care about these values. 5 years later, I care about marriage. What does that look like? And because I'm a woman of God, I stand as tall as God's people. I know my value and my worth. I know people's values and their worth now. I don't do that anymore. I know the true meaning on page 153 of love your neighbor as yourself. My usefulness, my purpose, my common sense thus becomes uncommon sense. My usefulness is to serve God's people on page 77, not to get a paycheck, not to look so fit that everyone's staring at me, or not to make sure my house is clean so I'm the envy of Martha Stewart. This is so like, I need my own talk show like Oprah. No, you don't, Nikki. You need to affect one person in front of you. That is serious stuff. That's useful.
Yeah. And I think I want to jump. You said, hey, let's go over to fear, but I'm going to ask a question based on that. And let's talk fear on this, because you talked about, hey, you know, 5 years ago, you didn't care about marriage. Marriage wasn't even anything that was had any value. And today there's value to marriage. That involves a massive change of self and change. What if I'm comfortable with who I am? I don't want to become someone different. I'll lose my sense of self. Talk to me a little bit about that transition that happens there and why, or why it's necessary to happen if I want to find healing and hope in my life.
All right. Well, it wasn't just 5 years ago. I want to course correct on that one. It's been my whole life. I don't give a shit on marriage. I don't have those values because it says a moral inventory. My morals doesn't say my actions. It says my morals. So sorry, what was that last part again, Justin, about what?
So the transition from one way of self to another and the fear that happens because I think who I am today is who I am. And I don't want to become someone different.
Okay, great. Then you know what, new friend? What the hell are you doing in a 12-step program? Go back to your life. You like it? Why are you here? Because people don't come to 12-step because they like their life. They come here because they are beyond human aid. See, it says right here on page 28, I need you to, it says page 28, second paragraph down. Everyone get there. We in our turn sought the same escape with the desperation of a drowning man, woman, human. See, you're not drowning. If you like your life, that's the first question with the person who's like, I like it. Then what are you doing here? You just need therapy. Go back to your therapist. Don't come in here because this is for, let's go for it. Let's go what this program is for. Page 21, Justin. And I want to go for all my people out here, Justin, because this is where you and I are. We're a recovery family for everything. And we get down to stay on page 21, but I'm going to drift your mind onto page 23 or just peek over on the next page where it says, therefore, the main problem of the addict, the alcoholic, the person who suffers from the disease of alcoholism addiction centers in their mind. So when we read page 21 right here, I'm going to read it a little different to everybody. But what about the real thinker, the real addict, the real obsessive compulsive person? He may start off as a moderate thinker. That's the take it or leave it. I can take it or leave it. I can take it or leave it. That's that person. He may or may not become a continuous hard thinker. What's the continuous hard thinker? Well, they can give it up for a sufficient reason. See, I can give up crystal meth because I'm pregnant, Justin, and not look at it again. I mean, that's not a real addict. That's a type two for sufficient reason. I can give up sugar because my ass is getting big and because my fingers are riddled with arthritis. I can give it up. But what about, it says, at some point of his thinking, acting out, obsessive behavior, I don't care if it includes drugs, alcohol, men, money, food, scrolling, gambling, career. What happens to people like us? We begin to lose all control of our thinking. I need to die. Life is no good. I need to die. Life is no good. I need to kill that person. I need my prime minister to suffer the way I did. Everyone's asking me to respect him, but he didn't respect me for 2.5 years in COVID. I begin to lose all control of my thoughts. Does that make sense? Like, this is radical. Once I start to think, act out. So what happens here? You said, so we need a person who is a real addict, who has the desperation of a drowning man. And if that's you, here it is, page 63. You're going to be reborn. And if you want to see where religious people are right, there are many helpful books on page 87. Here it is. I hear a lot of religious and spiritual people talking about being a caterpillar, liquefying, spinning in a cocoon. This is a transformation process. So a caterpillar goes into, spins a cocoon. And if you cut that caterpillar cocoon open, you're going to kill the butterfly. Because the butterfly, Justin, needs the process of squeezing its body. Because it's a caterpillar, it spun the cocoon, it liquefies, and now it's becoming a butterfly. It needs to squeeze its body out of that shell, that process of coming out of the dark into the light. As it squeezes out, all the juices flow into the wings so it can take flight and be reborn. See, that's the process that happens to us. We have to liquefy the desperation of a drowning person, abandon. It does not say, if you're coming from NA or Al-Anon and you hear the word, I surrender. I don't know where it says that in the big book, but in my book, it says abandon, page 63. And when you take a sincere, that means a wholehearted, 100%, no half measures, not perfect. We just perform this work well, never perfect. You are not God. I am not God. I perform this work well. And then I liquefy and I emerge out of this. Oh, I'm not better yet, Nikki. You've been here for 2 weeks. You've been here for 2 years. This process, there's no time limit on it, Justin. And then when I emerge, I am reborn. I'm transformed. My common sense thus becomes uncommon, or my uncommon sense thus becomes common. Does that make sense? Like, this is real transformation. That's why it says, let's roll here. And then you can give me your thoughts on this, because I don't even know where I'm just, we're just riffing here. You can riff with the big book. It's like just, it's our language. I'm supposed to learn French, Justin. That's next on the list. But here it is. Page 14. Simple. Simple, but not easy. Maybe that's where I can start with French. I need a French big book and I can just learn that word. Maybe I'll learn the big book in French. Simple, but not easy. Our French speakers around the world, please repeat that. Simple, but not easy. A price must be paid. That is the caterpillar liquefying in the cocoon, in the big book for years and years till it becomes a working part of your mind. And you emerge reborn and you go, what? I think that way. My thought life is placed on a much higher plane. My thinking is cleared of wrong motives. I intuitively know how to handle a situation that used to baffle me. I know to pause when I'm agitated, and I relax and take it easy without getting doubtful or feeling self-pity and guilt and shame. I mean, that sounds like what the book calls is a miracle, Justin.
Yeah. And Nikki, I love the analogy of the caterpillar, the butterfly. You know, one of the things that I've heard said in rooms that I've been in is, you know, when a newcomer comes in, a guy who welcomes them says, okay, so nobody comes into these rooms soaring on the wings of eagles. We come in crawling on our bellies, defeated and beaten up. Why are you here? And you know, and that's a qualifier there. I come in as a caterpillar, just crawling on my belly, just not able to do anything, when I am, as you like to say, Nikki, laser designed to be a butterfly, laser designed to be an eagle, to fly, to soar. And I'm crawling in on my belly. That transformation has to take place. So riff on that just a little bit more, and we'll get close to wrapping up here in a minute.
Okay, well, it says here, I mean, we can just go right here. How do you get reborn? Well, I follow the exact instructions. It says on page 25, everybody, it says there is a solution. See, none of us like the self-searching. That's the step four. My moral inventory. It doesn't say actions. What are my morals, Nikki? It doesn't say actions that I like to be a praying mantis and bite the head off of innocent men and use people and throw my children in the garbage for my drug of choice. What's your drug of choice? Does it matter? Does it matter? Like, say, alcohol, drugs, food, men, money, the casino, working 18 hours a day. Like, this is nuts. Okay. So it says, I don't like the self-searching. What's my self-searching? So my actions, it's here. It said, I'm arrogant, I'm self-loathing, I'm rude, I'm suspicious, I'm envious, I'm selfish, I'm self-seeking, I'm dishonest, I'm intolerant, I'm greedy, I'm lustful, I'm hateful, I procrastinate, I'm impatient, I'm irresponsible, I like to blame, vulgar talk, and I slander and gossip. And then the leveling of my pride, which is my step five, like I did yesterday with my congregation, and said, I've been rejoicing in another person's suffering. People of God don't do that, Nikki. The confession of my shortcomings, you know, that's step four, five, eight, nine, which is the process. I'm confessing, I'm going and making an amends, which requires successful consummation. My line out for consummation says complete and finalized. Hey, if you don't consummate your marriage in certain countries, you're not married. I better consummate this relationship with God. Words matter. Then it says, but we saw that it worked in others. That's why we stay around the rooms. If you came on Noodle and you saw some of our friends today, literally reborn. I don't like to mention names, but one of the women I met at the beginning of COVID, she was isolating in her house years, decades, beautiful. She was walking on the camera. She's taking a mob flash dance class and she's over 60. I mean, I was just like, who are you, woman? Getting dates. Oh, the dogs are barking. Learn patience, Nikki. And then it says, but we have come to believe. Believe means 100% convinced. We believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living. When therefore we, that's Nikki, we are approached by those in whom the problem had been solved. People, that doesn't say raise your hand. You have to make up the approach. There's nothing left but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools. Then what happens? It's what Justin just talked about. When you said we're eagles soaring and butterflies, I picked a yellow one. I love yellow. That's my new favorite, bright and sunny. I used to love green, but I love yellow now. And it's like, I'm going to meet you in space in that spirit world, Justin. After we hang up, get into your eagle form. I'll get into my winged yellow butterfly. And we'll meet in the spirit world. Because it says we're rocketed into the fourth dimension, which we have not even dreamed of. But I'm going to take this even further. Because my friend, Adam, I hope you're listening today. You were on Noodle and I love you deeply. You taught me how to be, and he's my sponsee. And now we commence shoulder to shoulder. And he taught me that I'm rocketed into a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th dimension. It's so, how about this? Infinite. It says on page, let's look here, page 68. And you can just give us your final thoughts on this, sir. It says infinite God rather than our finite self. Perhaps there is a better way. We know so. I don't just think so, Justin. I've been here long enough to know so. And I think you have too, Mr. Decade. For we are now on a different basis, Justin. I see that smile. We trust an infinite God rather than our finite self. We are in the world to play the role God assigned. So I find God now, page 59. Today I'm in the world to play Noodle with Nikki. That's what I did. And I'm here with you. Now I'm going to go and serve my 76-year-old senior, one of them, because I have three. I am going to hang out with my friend who's visiting. We're going to talk about God. She's in program. I'm going to do laundry and I'm leaving for a month to go see my guy. So I've got lots to do. I'm in the world to play the role God assigns today. Not what Nikki assigns. Infinite possibility. I'll meet you in the spirit world, sir.
Love it. And I think my final takeaway here, an invitation to all, it's a phrase that's used in the big book. It's used in Bible. If you have come in crawling on your hands and knees, if you've been dragged in by people who love you and want better for you, come take hold of this thing. Pick up your bed and walk. And then as you walk, spread those wings and fly. Keep coming back, everybody. It works when I work it. So work it. You are worth it.